thought today there was a lot of good things. I thought we had good energy on the field, good execution. It was a good start. Really good to practice against the Dolphins. They got a good front, good challenge for us, and I thought we played pretty well.
I know it's tough. You got to go back and watch the tape, but the interior of the line, going against a guy like Ndamukong Suh, what did you see out there, even though I know it's not a live tackling session?
Yeah, I mean, it's not live, so you temper it a little bit, but it's still active and thud, so there's a lot of good stuff going on out there. And You know, you get out here and you run 50, 60, 70 plays, you're gonna win your share, you're going to lose a couple, especially you go up against a player like that. But I think overall, when we get done looking at this film, I'm going to say this will be a positive day for our offensive line.
Alshon Jeffery had a couple of nice touchdown catches against Byron Maxwell. What did you see from him out there?
Yeah, Alshon looked good. I mean, you know, we feel very positive about the progress that we're making. It's training camp. It's a long grind. There's ups and downs. I thought today Alshon, you know, looked good. It was a good step forward.
Does your level of concern change with a veteran or a rookie? I mean, you say, okay, this guy knows how to do it, and I'm not going to be.
There's no question when you get veteran players that, you know, you have a little bit more comfort zone. They know what it takes. You still have a sense of urgency. It doesn't mean just because you're a veteran player that, you know, that you don't have to push hard every day. But that's what, you know, these guys know how to do. So, but still, as coaches, every now and then we got to push a little bit, and they need to push themselves. And I think we got the kind of players in our locker room who push themselves. And I think there's good leadership player to player about pushing each other. And that's really what you'd look for.
What's it been like getting Wendell Smallwood back on the field?
It's good to see him back there. He's got a little pop, quickness. So it was good to see him back on the field.
Speaking of that, are you practices like today against the Dolphins from a coaching perspective?
It's really good. I mean, it's really good. You go up against our defense, and they know all of our stuff. You know, I mean, they've seen it 1,000 times. So it's good to go against someone who's not seeing you every day. You get to this point in training camp, we've run all our plays against our defense so many times, and we know them, they know us. So it's good to get a fresh look against a good defense. Good challenge for us.
Thursday night, the starters probably go more. What do you want to see from Carson Thursday night?
Okay. Yeah, I think the starters will go a little bit longer. And, you know, we want to protect the football. We want to execute. We want to be good in situational football, good on third down, good in the red zone, and, you know, obviously score points.
What do you want to see from your running game? I mean, just like to see your running game improve a little bit over the last two games?
No doubt. I mean, I thought today we saw some good things on the practice field. You know, we worked on some things. We, you know, worked hard on getting a couple things right, you know, against the Dolphins. I think they looked good today. I think our backs look good. It looked like everyone had pop. So we'd like to see that show up on game day.
How's Corey Clement making out for you, Lee?
Yeah, Corey looks good. I mean, Corey really looks good. I like the way all our backs are looking right now. I mean, you know, it's kind of everybody kind of has their thing and their strengths and weaknesses, but Corey adds a lot to the mix, tough runner.
What do you specifically like so far with LeGarrette Blount going off that?
I mean, you know, here's a guy who scored 18 touchdowns last year. I mean, there's the – what can you say about that? I mean, that's hard to do. So you know what he can do. He's a veteran player. He's tough. He has good vision for a big man. He can move. He can cut. So, you know, we just, as things go forward, you know, you look to find the plays that are best suited for him, and you focus on those things and let him do his thing. And because he's been, when he does his thing, it results in a lot of touchdowns, and that's what we've seen in his career.
Based off that production in the past, is the struggles in the preseason so far, I guess, not a concern because he's a veteran?
You know, as a coach, you learn, what I've learned over the years playing and coaching is you got to be mature enough to still have a sense of urgency but not overreact to preseason things. I mean, the preseason, it's incredibly important. Every play is important. Every practice, every game is important. But you just can't overreact as players and coaches. You keep your eye on the target, what you're trying to do, specifically what you're trying to do better as an offense, as coaches, as players. You stay focused on that, and we believe in each other. And I think that's where we stand right now. We feel very strongly about the belief in each other and the belief in what we're doing, and we'll just keep making strides along that line.
Were you excited about your running game then?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have one of the better offensive lines in the NFL. I mean, we got two outstanding tackles. We got good players inside. I feel exceedingly good about our running game.
When Wendell Small was on the field, how well does he look? I mean, how well did he look today?
He looks fast. He's crisp. He's sharp cuts. Again, those guys all good change of pace from each other. They all kind of do their thing, and it's good as we get them in there. And, you know, the by committee thing a little bit, it's a good change of pace, and Wendell really brings some juice to that position.
What are your thoughts on the progress with the red zone offense?
Same, you know, same. I mean, it's always working hard to get better. You know, you want to score every time down there. I mean, I think last game we were 2 for 4, but, you know, I think we've added some playmakers that we feel can be good in the red zone. I think we can run the ball in the red zone. You know, we got a guy who scored 18 touchdowns in the red zone as a runner. So, you know, the combination of that and guys like Alshon and our other playmakers down there, I feel like that's an area that we expect to make some improvements from last year.
You're still not going to game plan that much, but you look forward to the regulars get a little more time and you get maybe a little more towards regular season mode than some of the other games?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, the regulars get a little bit more time. You know, again, you're not totally game planning. You know, you're just – you don't want to show, you know, you just don't want to show too much. I thought that was part of the reason for some of our success last year, early in the season. You know, I mean, we didn't do a lot of things in the preseason games, and we came out and started out 3-0. I mean, people didn't know what to expect. So a little bit of it's that, you know, but you still want to see success because you still want to build confidence. So it's that blend. We want to run our base stuff. We don't want to show too much. But we still want to have enough success to build confidence.
Does the versatility at the tight end position make you guys that much tougher to defend in the red zone?
I really think it does. I mean, our tight ends are all playmakers. I mean, all those guys are playmakers. They know how to run routes. They're big bodies. They all are good in traffic. So, yeah, we're excited about that, about those guys in the red zone.
Frank, I don't think Torrey Smith had a catch in the preseason. It looked like he played pretty well out here today. How are him and Lance kind of developing?
I really think their chemistry's good. You know, Torrey's a pro. I mean, he works very hard. I think they've gotten a lot of reps together, you know, all through OTAs and training camp. So not concerned about the production in a preseason game where he really hasn't played that much. Feel very good about that.
With Torrey, he's more of a deep threat. Is that a little bit more challenging for a quarterback to develop chemistry with? Because a lot of his passes, once passed to Smith, would be.
Well, there's no doubt. See, the thing that gets underrated is, you know, just what you're saying is very true. You have to throw deep balls. You know, I mean, you don't just say, okay, he's a fast guy, just throw it deep. There is a chemistry, a timing, and a feel to that. But I think they've gotten a lot of that in OTAs and training camp. Not necessarily always live, but still. That's the kind of throw that you can build chemistry. It doesn't always have to be live, and you can still get a good feel for each other.
How much time do you see Mac Hollins as a wide receiver, you know, moving forward? I mean, obviously he's not going to be, amongst the top two, but how do you see him fitting in this mix moving forward?
Well, you know, I mean, he's had a good training camp, and he needs to just keep working hard. I mean, you know, he plays a lot on special teams as well, so. He's a big, strong guy who can play in the slot. He can play outside. He has versatility. He's a smart guy. You know, he can play all the positions. And when you're not one of the top two guys, you really need to be able to play all the positions. That helps him. That helps him that we trust him. You know, in a game when you have to go in a pinch or you have certain plays, you got to trust and believe in that guy. And I think Mac has shown that in the preseason that the quarterbacks trust him. Just keep fighting to get
Take
better.
Two more.
Rashard Davis, I don't know if you were asked this, but, you know, he's new. How has he fit in so far with the offense?
Yeah, he's got a little juice. You know, he hasn't had a whole lot of time to fit in. So, you know, as far as only being here a short time, but we like what we've seen so far, and hopefully he'll get some opportunities here in the next two games.
How would you characterize Wendell's role when he's whole and at his very best?
You know, I think Wendell is a true three-down back. You know, when we first drafted him, I kind of looked at him as more like a first and second down back. I thought he would be okay on third down, but really he's turned out to be better on third down than I thought. So I think he is a very versatile back who knows protections very well, who runs good routes, who catches the ball well, and then I think he's a slashing runner on first and second down. So we like that combination. He's done very well. He works very hard at it. Love him mentally. Really glad he's in the mix.
How big is Thursday for him, having missed the first two games?
I think it's good. I mean, you know, having missed the first games, you'd like to get some touches, build some confidence back, get hit a few times. I think that's always a good start.
What was it he needed to show you in that passing game? I mean, was this blocking or is it catching?
Really three things. Number one, that he can handle protections. You know, because that can be tough on third down, but he handles that really well. You know, number two, you need to be able to run the routes from the backfield that you want to run. And then, of course, you need to be able to have the hands to make those plays. And he's checked all three of those boxes as far as we're all concerned.